Bill. Welcome back to the show. How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you guys?
We're doing well, Bill. Jack Eichel went on a run where he had 14 points in 14 games. He now has none in his last four. But, you know, in the second half of the season, we've definitely seen, you know, more dominant play from Jack Eichel on a night-by-night basis.
Yeah, definitely. He has hit a little slump here, I would say. But overall, for the last 2 months post-Christmas, he's been very good. I think the Christmas break, he went home for a week, almost a week. It recharged him. He came back, had a big game in Boston, and he's built off that ever since. And you're starting to really, really see why he was so hyped, and you're starting to see those so-called generational talents that he can take over a game. He's one of those guys that he'll somehow, some way, he'll get that that point every night. He'll have those two or three good chances. He'll set up his line mates two or three times, and he's been very, very good for 2 months on a very bad team.
How different are the Sabres? You watched them all of last season, and they really weren't in games at all. Where has been their biggest improvement this season?
Oh, boy. Well, they are. It's an odd balance because they're so much better. They're like almost a real team again, you could say. They're back in the league. But for all those improvements, they're still at the bottom of the league. They're still, I guess, 26th overall. I think the biggest improvement is just with Dan Bylsma and the new talent. They've just been able to execute and be, like I said, a real team again, have a system, be able to lock down, be able to come back in games, just be able to showcase the things that a real team can do. And for 2 years, we didn't see that. They were just, every night they were leveled. They were out of games almost from the get-go. They got outshot by 15 or 20. Their Corsi was terrible, all those things. But they've gotten back in it. And for as bad as they've been, as bad as they are in the standings, there's a lot to like. There's a lot that you could say you see a decent future.
How important has Robin Leonard been since he's come back from injury, just in all that has made them just even look and feel and play better than they were?
He's been very good. Although Chad Johnson subbed very well, Linus Allmark, who's back in Rochester, had a pretty good run. But yeah, Robin Leonard, in the 14 games since he's been back, he's pretty much looked like the number one goalie they envisioned. And he was a big question mark. The Sabres have always had good goaltending throughout their history. And for the first time ever, almost, it was a question mark. And they gave up a lot for him. They gave up a first-rounder in the deep draft. And I think that bothered some people. But so far, he's been very good.
Bill Hoppe joins us. Well, Bill, the biggest difference I've noticed, last season the Sabres were -116 in goal for against ratio. It was awful. This year they're only -19. Like, basically 100 goal difference they've improved. And I know there's still some games left in the year, so we'll see what happens. But they're going to improve by at least 90. Like, that's monumental.
Yeah. But, I mean, they're trying to win again this year. I mean, they've built a real team. They have Ryan O'Reilly, who is one of the league's best two-way forwards. They have Evander Kane. They have Mark Pesek up full-time. Rasmus Ristolainen's gone to a new level. So all those things helped. And they actually had those numbers last year with good goaltending. Jonas Enroth, Anders Lindbach, Michael Neuvert. They were all good, but they were just that bad. But for as much improvement as they have, they still can't score. I think they're 29th in goals. So they'll score a few more goals than last year, of course, but they can't score.
Well, you look, they've got Eichel. They've got Reinhardt, who's had a pretty decent season. Ryan O'Reilly, I agree. I think he's somebody who's – I actually have him on my team for Canada for the World Cup. I think he's that good of a two-way player. But what is it, lack of puck moving from their back end? Do they just need another pure finisher? Like, do you expect them – are they a team that's hoping and praying they can somehow get a top three pick and get one of those three guys? Like, is that what they're looking for, or do you think they need defense?
Well, they still need a lot of things. They're a long way away in many regards. You're right, they do need a puck-moving defenseman. Andre Sekera actually would probably look pretty good on their blue line right now. They need another scoring winger at least. They need a whole bunch of things. And one of the biggest failures from this team has just been a lot of the veterans have either underperformed or been terrible. Matt Molson has one goal and whatever, since November 1st. He has 5 goals overall. No one expected that. There's been some dips from other guys you expected growth from, like Zemgus Girgensons, a couple other guys, Johan Larson, they just haven't been very good. So I think if they can get a lottery pick or a top five pick, I think they'd probably go forward. But they still have some holes for sure.
How has Evander Kane been? Like, you know, at the time of the trade, people were like, okay, interesting. They gave up on Tyler Myers. You look at it, it's basically a year later since the deal, Bill. Who do you like in that trade now, a year later?
Evander Kane's been pretty good. He has 17 goals. He's a minus 13. I think they expected him to be a 30-goal scorer, not a 22-goal scorer. I think he'll score 25, 30 goals again in the near future. But they gave up a lot, and they gave up Tyler Myers, and that trade was basically Tyler Myers for Zach Bogosian, if you break that part of it down. And Zach Bogosian was pretty good last year. You could see why there was so much hype around him coming out of junior. But he got hurt early this year, and he just hasn't been good. And the Sabres miss Tyler Myers right now. Like, they definitely need a puck mover. They gave up a lot in that deal. They gave up some good prospects, a first-rounder, and a year later, it's kind of an odd deal. It worked out pretty well for the Jets, but the Sabres have seen some payoff, but not as much as they probably hoped for.
Well, Bill, last one for you. As they go into the offseason, other than, you know, a top-end draft pick, what do you think Tim Murray does? Like, we know in Edmonton that Peter Shirelli is going to go about his business to acquire a defenseman. And, you know, he's got some forwards to dangle. Everybody knows who they are. So there's going to be a trade. What do you see Tim Murray doing to try to improve his team this offseason? Are they still realistically another year away for trying to be a legit playoff contender?
Well, in my opinion, based on the timeline we've been told and all the talent they've had, they should be a playoff team next year. What will Tim Murray do? I'm not sure. I think he will do something, though. He said yesterday he talked to four GMs about bigger hockey deals, not just the standard small deadline deal. And he said those deals will probably be revisited in the summer. And I expect him to, at some point, maybe around the draft, to make a big multiplayer deal. And a guy maybe we thought was a keeper here will probably go. And maybe they'll get that puck-moving defenseman, maybe look at that 25, 30 goal winger, but I would expect him to do something.
Bill, enjoy the game tonight. You know, a lot of people are hyping up McDavid and Eichel. I'm not sure it's going to live up to it. I'm not sure there's any animosity amongst those two players whatsoever, but it is always interesting to see the top two picks go at it.
I agree. And those two this morning, there was a buzz around the rink. It was busy. It felt like a playoff game. I don't know if I've seen the dressing room that busy in years, but they both downplayed it. But there's definitely fans are excited about this game tonight.
Appreciate it, Bill. Thanks for your time.
All right. Thank you, guys.